Build Back Better Bill, David Sparks, Idaho Agribusiness Today. The House of Representatives' approval of the President's Build Back Better Bill means Senate consideration of the measure will soon occur. But according to Tom Vilsack, Ag Secretary, nothing in the Build Back Better Bill threatens farmers. A major farm group says the tax provisions in the Build Back Better Bill just passed by the House would hurt the economy and result in some farmers losing their farms.
I just don't think that aligns with the terms and conditions of this bill.
U.S. Department of Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack tells reporters the bill, in its current form, does not eliminate stepped-up basis tax provisions. It does add a tax for very high-income people making at least $10 million a year.
If you're an individual and you're making $10 million or more, we're going to ask you to pay a surcharge on your income.
And that would be 5%.
And I doubt very sincerely if you assess a 5% surcharge on the income tax bill of someone who's making $10 million a year, that they're going to lose their farm or their ranch. I just don't think that's going to happen.
And Vilsack says that the bill actually has provisions
which will accrue to the benefit of virtually every family farmer in the country.
And that's a relief to Idaho farmers and ranchers. This report was produced by the Ag Information Network. I'm David Sparks.